A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 6th June 2024, Thursday class. So we are continuing our sharing from this book. Unique Dhamma code. Straight from the heart, unique Dhamma code. We are at code 113. We finish 111 and 112. Then we'll be continuing from there. Okay, as usual, let us gather and we shall have our physical puja. Let us compose our mind and develop the sadha, virya, and mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Vinsu Pusa. Namo Vinsu Pusa. Namo Vinsu Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swagato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panati pata viramani sikkhapada samadhiyami. Adina dana viramani sikkhapada samadhiyami. Kame sumichachara viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Mosavada viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Sura miraya majapama tana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Ganna sarappa ditena lipena tamadansina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang. Ganda sambara yutena dopena hang sugang hina. Pujaye pujaniyantang puja bhajana mutamang. ปันนาขันนากุณูเพตังเหตังกสุมาสันตติปูจายามิโมนินดาสสิริปาดาสโรโรเหปูเจมิบตังกสุเมนาเนนาปุณเณนามเตนะเจโหทุโมคังปุพังมิลายติยัตตาอิดังเมกายโยตัตตายติวินาสบาวังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตปานิยังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตปาเลปาริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตโภชนังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมัง Now let us chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings.Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma.That cools and doses all the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue.Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One.Strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings,May our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu.Sadhu, Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pujam. Buddhang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. So awareness-based meditation, as we all know,It's very important. It is to enable cultivators of the way to develop the understanding to cultivate this inner awareness within. Unless we have this sati or mindfulness or awareness within, we cannot meditate. Because for sati is life. Without sati, you are lost in thought, heedless. And sati, when you are able to be in that state of sati without thought, you will realize your true mind, and you can from there develop understanding. Your all wisdom come from the direct seeing via the silent mind, the true mind, the meditative mind, which is without thought, which is our awareness nature within. So remember the three support, the first three of the four support to develop awareness-based meditation. Use it to stabilize the awareness. The first support is relax. Relax body and mind, completely relax, be at ease. Then maintain awareness. Just aware, finish. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Because the knowing and the doing is always by the thought. When thought is active, you cannot be aware. For awareness is actually without thought. So sati you can define as an awareness before the knowing, before the arising of thought process or the aggregates of mind. It's just that state of awareness, or some call it presence, present moment awareness. So relax, maintain awareness, whatever arise, aware, finish. Consciousness can only arise when your respective sense door contact arise. Your sense bases need three conditions to arise consciousness. First, you must have this sense basis which is within your physical body. Then you need contact between mind and the sense data at that sense basis. When these three come together, upon contact, consciousness arise. You can become conscious of that particular sense door. Like if you are at the sense basis of tactile, then you can be conscious of whatever feeling or sensation that arise within your tactile body or surface. Then if it's at the sense basis of your organ of seeing, the eye, then you can become conscious of seeing, the seeing consciousness will arise. But like the Buddha said, upon contact, only the respective consciousness, they just manifest like the physical experiment upon contact between the switch and the battery and the whatever light bulbs. Then the light bulb just light up. The lighting up is analogous of you become conscious. So depend on whatever sense basis that you come into contact with. You can be conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So these are the six sense door. Thinking comes from the brain, the memory. So these six sense door, at the moment of contact, like the Buddha said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. Initially, it's not that, the pure perception, the pure consciousness, before the knowing, before the labeling. So all this, when you are able to stabilize the inner awareness, you can understand. So relax, maintain awareness, and stabilize the awareness means continue to relax, continue to maintain awareness until this awareness nature become very stable, until you develop clear understanding of what that thing is, then make use of it to develop wisdom, to develop the meditative understanding. That silent mind, which is the awareness nature, can see things as they are, the silent observation of what is the reality. It can also insight into phenomena to enable you to awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. That's why the silent mind, the inner awareness nature, is very unique. This is what sati is, mindfulness is. When you are aware, you can understand many things, you can awaken to many things. So I will allow you to continue with the meditation. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay, we'll do the invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakavalisu Atraha Gacchantu Devata Saddhamang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakmokkadam Dhammasvanan kalo ayang badanta Dhammasvanan kalo ayang badanta Dhammasvanan kalo ayang badanta Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijacarana sampanno sugato lokavido Anuttaro purisa dhammasarati Satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati Swakato bhagavata dhammo Sandhitiko akaliko Ehipaseko opanayiko Pajatam veditago Venohiti Supatipano bhagavato sakkasangho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Rajatatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho สามีจิปาติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยะดีดังจัตตาริปุริสายุคานิอัตตปุริสภูกาลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอะหุเนโยปะหุเนโยดักขิเนโยอัญจาลิกาลาเนโยอนุตรังปุญญเกตังโลกาสาติสาธุสาธุสาธุโอเคyou all can be seated just relax body and mind and maintain some form of attention then we'll continue from where we stop we are at page 32 Unicode 113 but before we go to 113 we go back one code we look at unique Dhamma code 112 yes these two 112 and 113 are related so unique code 112 without yoniso manasikara so yoniso manasikara is a Pali word manasikara is attention yoniso is wisdom so when you combine them is wise attention at the moment of sense experience so without this yoniso manasikara which is wise attention at the moment of sense experience one will continue to cause immediate stirring and reaction of one's mind born of habitual tendency so this part we have gone through then the following code which is unique code 113 I will read on just now it's without yoniso manasikara means the YS the wise attention or wisdom at the moment of sense experience and it will cause one to immediately stir one's mind or one's reaction to sense experience born of habitual tendency means you stir your mind you react to what you seeWhat you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So at the moment of sense experience, this mental reaction or stirring will happen because you lack Dhamma wisdom. You lack yoniso manasikara. But unique code 113 is the complementary verse. It said, if you haveyoniso manasikara means you have Dhamma wisdom at the moment of sense experience then your mind will not stir and one will have more moments of space between thoughts or silence between thoughts and peace leading to a stable mind that is in sati most of the time means you are mindful orAware most of the time. So I will now explain it in more detail. You look at the whiteboard. Earlier on, we are at this right duty is right Dhamma. So we are at this unique code 111. So right duty means right duty towards the law of karma, the nature's law.Of karma that governs life and existence so when you understand this means you have Dhamma otherwise you don't have Dhamma then in order to have this ability to perform this right duty you must have right wisdom which is also right Dhamma so that wisdom can be developed in a few waysSo the Buddha normally taught the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths that leads to the three type of corresponding wisdom. So the first turning normally refers to the direct teaching when he proclaimed the Dhamma. So upon hearing this teaching, you can develop some form of understanding and awaken to it. Then you develop the first type of wisdom, which is called Sutamaya Panya, wisdom born of hearing the sutta or discourse of the Buddha. Yeah. So this Sutamaya Panya, you must develop them somehow, whether it's in the past or you have developed them when you are cultivating before this birth, or earlier birth. So this can help you comprehend. That's why during the time of the Buddha, many of the monks at that time, upon hearing the sutta or discourse of the Buddha, they awakened. The first example is Kondanya. Upon hearing the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the first sermon as proclaimed by the Buddha, before he finished the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, he awakened and became a Sotapan. So that is an example of the first turning wisdom. Wisdom born of hearing the sutta, Sutamaya Panya. Then, if upon hearing it doesn't bring about awakening or understanding, then the Buddha said you can go on to develop the second turning wisdom. You can reflect on what he has proclaimed. Then upon reflection, contemplation, then you can inquire deep into it to stabilize the understanding. So this second turning wisdom is called Chintamaya Panya, wisdom born of constant contemplation, reflection, and inquiry into the Dhamma as proclaimed by the Buddha. So this second turning wisdom is more stable, but it is born of contemplation, reflection, and inquiry. So what happens is, after you have developed the initial training, we are constantly listening to the Dhamma or the teachings of the Buddha. When you do that often, unless you have your past, you may not immediately awaken. So you need to stabilize the understanding by reflecting on it, contemplating on it, then inquire, why did the Buddha say this and how can I develop the understanding of all this? So when you do that, it's just like you try to stabilize whatever Dhamma that you have heard before. We are contemplation into it. We are reflection on it and inquiry to stabilize that understanding. So it's like we call it the assimilation process. Yeah. You try to contemplate, reflect, then inquire to stabilize the understanding, then you assimilate them into your nature. Means not as memory. The understanding goes into your awareness nature or your true mind. Then that understanding is not a knowledge, it's not what we call memory. It's nothing to do with knowledge accumulated through memory. It is at the understanding level. That's why there is wisdom there. And that one, you no need to remember. It's always with you within your nature. That's why when you awaken to Dhamma, when you realize the truth, it's not a knowledge. It's an awakening, a realization. Then Apart from these first two turning wisdom, the Buddha said, you can also develop the third turning wisdom, which is Bhavana Maya Panya, means wisdom born of meditative training. Bhavana is the meditative training. Maya Panya is the wisdom born of Bhavana, the meditative training. Means you must develop mindfulness, stabilize it, leading to heedfulness. And when you are heedful, you develop the training of the four foundations of mindfulness to awaken to the Dhamma that the Buddha has taught us, means the four foundations of mindfulness. When your mindfulness is anchored to the four foundations, which are your kaya, vedana, then chitta, and finally dhamma. So these four, if you can develop mindfulness on them, then you develop the four foundations of mindfulness wisdom. Kaya Anupassana is to anchor your mindfulness to your physical activity and movement. That's why it's called mindfulness of your kaya activity. Yeah. Our kaya, our physical activity and movement, they are always within the present moment. So when you are aware of them, you stabilize your sati. You develop stability of daily mindfulness. Then when your stability of daily mindfulness is there, then you can use that mindfulness to investigate, to observe, to awaken, to insight into phenomena, to understand what is going on within life, to see clearly how things arise and pass away. That's how you will awaken to the truth, to the reality within nature. And you will awaken to how you function as a human being with regards to who are you, what are you, and how you arise and develop all the activity of mind. So all this is what meditation is all about. We call it awareness-based meditation. Just without sati, you are not aware. That's why the four foundations of mindfulness need sati. When sati stabilizes, then you can use it to cultivate the four foundations. You can be mindful of your kaya. Then when it stabilizes, you can be mindful of the feeling that arises at the moment of sense contact. Upon contact, the first thing to arise is normally the consciousness. And within the consciousness, there are what we call the seven universal. The seven universal, what we call sankhara activity or the content of consciousness. So the first of the seven universal normally is contact. Then upon contact, there is simultaneously the other six universal after contact, where feeling is one of them. Then manasikara also one of them. So they are all there. So when you are mindful, aware, you can see them. You can see the content of consciousness. You can see how you input the content and how it triggers off into a fine aggregate of form and mind, where we call it the thought process. Yeah. So thought is basically the pure awareness with its content. Then we call that the second aspect of the fine aggregates of fine form and mind. That's how from there it triggers off the phenomenal world of consciousness. So you look at the four circle formation, you will understand. From the source, or our whatever Buddha nature, oneness nature, that spacious awareness come out. So the pure awareness nature is your spacious awareness. This is the first entity to arise, to come out. That's why this is the one, the pure awareness, your inner awareness nature, sati. So this one, when it arises, it can trigger off the thought process. Then from here, all creation arises. Thought, emotion, consciousness, and its content, all the manifestation from here it arises. But when thought ceases, then you can realize your this pure awareness. And this is what your true mind is, your silent mind. But this is the first entity to come up. And this one is very difficult to realize. That's why awareness-based meditation has to be done with understanding to stabilize the awareness nature so that you can realize your true mind, your silent mind, your inner awareness nature. Then when you realize this, you will come to understand you have two minds. One is that silent mind, the awareness nature. Then from there, the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the five or formal mind arise. And from here, because we have a physical body with the sense basis, upon contact, the respective consciousness arise. Then through your brain, memory, your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, you input the content. That's how you trigger off the thought process and it becomes a phenomenal world of consciousness. This consciousness just manifests. Yeah. So the thought created the consciousness with its content, which becomes the phenomenal world. That's why we call it the phenomenal world of consciousness. Yeah. And this is where life, existence, everything is. Yeah. So if we understand this creation process, then to meditate is to return all this, to realize your true nature, your true mind, so that from there you will understand all this manifestation and you will see clearly that this five year of form and mind is dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of phenomenon, is not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why this so-called five-year of form and mind or the living being is not you, not real, not what you think. And this is what the mundane mind, through karma, create all this manifestation. And this is what life, existence, samsara is all about. So without this sati to observe all this, you cannot understand. But the moment you are trained with the sati or stability of mindfulness and awareness, then you can observe insight in the phenomena to awaken. Then you will come to a realization that every of these phenomena that arise within the phenomenal world of consciousness, they have the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. The three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state, non-self or empty nature, not a permanent, unchanging entity, anatta nature. So this is how the teaching comes about, the meditative understanding come about. So when you are here, that's why to meditate, you need the awareness-based meditation to bring your awareness back to this pure awareness nature, to stay here and to see from here how thought manifests. Then how this thought is dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena with the universal characteristic. Then you can see the unreality of life, existence, mind, everything that arises. That's why the Heart Sutta says, each year you wait for, means within the conditioned world, everything is conditioned arising Dhamma. Yeah. Then they are Zhu Meng Huan Pao Ying. Meng is dreamlike. Huan is illusionary. Pao is like a bubble, and Yin is shadow. So when you see clearly that there is no reality, it's just dreamlike, they manifest through consciousness, not what you think. And like the Buddha said, our aggregate of mind, consciousness, is like a magician or an illusionist that create illusion for you to see. So the phenomenal wall of consciousness is actually an illusionary wall. That's why Mahayana used the word illusionary wall. So then, just like any activity, they arise and they pass away, like the bubble, arise, pass away, arise, pass away. Then like shadow, every time follow you, the law of karma, all those things. So this is how you develop wisdom, from the direct seeing, the silent mind observing. Then you will come to realize the profound truth of the nature's law that governs life and existence, especially the spiritual law, the three spiritual law. First is the law of karma. You reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And you are what you are because of your karma. Then you will also see the paticca samuppada, the dhamma, the citta niyama, means the law of dependent origination. Paticca samuppada means the law of dependent origination. Everything within the conditioned world is dependent originating, conditioned arising, causal phenomena, no reality. So this paticca samuppada, the dwelling the Buddha had taught, they are all from the mind. Before you have the wisdom, before you awaken, you always have the delusion. That's why avijja, ignorant delusion, is always there. Then from there, the mind stir. That's why I say, without yoniso manasikara, wisdom at the moment of sense experience, your mind cannot be silent, cannot be just in the state of awareness, sati. It will stir, it will move. It will create the reaction or respond to sense experience. So understanding this is very important. That's why we need sati to see all this. Then like I always say, this yoniso manasikara, which is the wisdom at the moment of sense experience, this is not a knowledge. You cannot learn this one. You have to develop the meditative understanding, either first turning, second turning, or third turning, to awaken to it. Then this yoniso manasikara, which is wisdom, either you have it or you don't have it. You have it means it's always with you, within your nature, connected to your true mind. But when you don't have it, means you only have knowledge in your memory, in your brain, where your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, and every accumulated views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system that you carry. And that is not wisdom. That are your mundane knowledge, or what we call mundane memory, which you try to use as your understanding in inverted comma. You think you understand, but that is knowledge. That is not wisdom. So acting according to memory is not acting at all. Well, your memory, as we all can understand, if you were to reflect, what is this brain with all the memory all about? These are our accumulated knowledge, our accumulated life experiences, good and bad. So what do we accumulate in our brain? Most of the time, it's not wisdom. Most of the time, it's just accumulated mind state, your knowledge, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, then you accumulate a lot of what they call psychological memory, which are very, very detrimental to your thought process. So if you accumulate psychological memory, like your scars of memory, your phobia, your insecurity, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your envy, your jealousy, your hatred, all of your negativity of mind state, which are your psychological memory. All this has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. That's why they will trigger off the wrong thought. Yeah. That's the reason why in the early day I teach you all what constitute wrong thought. Thoughts that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your lack of peace, your phobia, etc. These are wrong thoughts, where they have the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So to recognize wrong thought is very easy. That's why I gave you all the very important sign to look at. Whenever you are not peaceful, not happy, and not mindful, the wrong thoughts are there, the evil roots are there. So you can check very easily. When you are mindful, you become sensitive, you can be aware. So this yoniso manasikara are the Dhamma understanding and wisdom that you have awakened to. Like just now I mentioned the first two. The law of karma, karma niyama. Then the second one is chitta niyama, achitta niyama, the law of mind. Then there is the last one, Dhamma niyama, the spiritual law of truth, of all Dhamma, the essential Dhamma that the Buddha had taught us. Like all the essential Dhamma, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then the five spiritual faculties that can enable you to develop the understanding of spiritual teaching. So these are called spiritual faculties or mind state that can enable you to understand spiritual teaching. Then the opposite five, which is the mental hindrance. These are mind state that hinders your mind from entering the meditative peace, that prevent you from developing the meditative mind or the inner awareness, the inner mindfulness to be at peace, to be in the state of tranquility and stillness, to see things as they are, to awaken, to develop the silent observation of what is the reality. So all this, you will develop the understanding. That's why without sati, you can't. You are heedless, you think a lot, constantly lost in thought. You are lost here, and this one trigger off the phenomenal world consciousness, and you get entangled, engulfed inside here. That this is what existence, or the existential world, the conditional world is all about. And this is the illusionary world, not real. But you deludedly grasp and cling, believe that they are real. Believe that this is you, you exist. The five aggregate of form and mind, the living being, the human being. Yeah. So all this is what sacrality, self-delusion is all about. So coming back to the quote, you will have to develop the understanding that this word yoniso manasikara is very important. This is wisdom. Manasikara is attention. So wisdom at the moment of sense experience means at the moment you become conscious, means when you are conscious of what you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile, you feel and think, at that moment of sense experience, You must have the wisdom to deal with life. Otherwise, you will stir your mind and create the duality of mind state. Means your light and dislike, your pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. And these are the first two mental hindrances of sensual desire and ill will. That's why when you constantly throughout the day react to sense experience and create these first two mental states of sensual desire and ill will, your mind will have no peace. Because these are the first two mental hindrances, and it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. And because of that, we call it mental hindrance. Yeah. So if you do that very often throughout the day, with every moment of sense experience, what happens? It becomes habitual, understand? So when it becomes habitual, means you throughout the day create mental hindrance, then how can you meditate? How can you develop the inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness to be in the state of sati, to be mindful, to be aware, and stay here? You cannot stay at the two mind, the silent mind. And most people cannot detect this. That's why they don't even know that they have a awareness nature within the silent mind, the true mind. They are only familiar with the thought process, the mundane mind, the thinking mind. Because since birth until now, they have been using this thought rampantly without understanding. And they continue to entangle themselves within the existential world, the phenomenal world of consciousness via the karmic process. That's why samsara is like eternity. Yeah, like they can never end this cycle of birth and death. Okay, so now I will read to you the unique quote again. Then by now I think you can develop the clearer understanding. Okay, unique quote. Unique Dhamma quote 112. Without yoniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience, one will continue to cause immediate stirring and reaction of one's mind, born of habitual tendency. So this one, easy to understand now, I have explained. Then the complementary verse is the unique code 113. With yoniso manasikara means wisdom developed, born of the three turnings. One's mind will not stir, and one will have more moment of space or silence between thought and peace, leading to a stable mind that is in sati most of the time. So by now, I think you can develop the understanding, because if you have the wisdom at the moment of sense experience, what happens is this wisdom will prevent you from being deluded. Means there is no more delusion, sakayadity. You understand clearly the three universal characteristics. You understand clearly sabbe sankara anicam, sabbe sankara dukkham, sabbe dhamma anatta. Then thing is just the way it is. Tatata, suchness, everything. Then all the understanding of the Dhamma, they will surface. Yeah. That's why at the moment of sense experience, because of this wisdom, the mind does not stir, means you don't create the duality, the like and dislike. You don't create all the thought process, which means you can be at peace with whatever arises through your wisdom, through your understanding. Means you can stay at your pure awareness nature there. It is there, at the heart there. You just aware there. Then when you stay there, you are in that state of clarity, peace, tranquility, stillness, no movement at all, no sankhara activity at all. That's why there is no mundane thinking, mundane activity, mundane emotion. All the stirring and reaction, the thought process, they never come in to interfere. So when you can be in this state of awareness, you have clarity, you are at peace. Then you can see things as they are. You see the truth, you see the reality. You are not being deceived by any movement or activity that is within the mundane activity of the thinking mind. Or we call it the psychological thought process. Yeah. And that one is the one that created the phenomenal world, life, existence, the illusionary world. So this is how meditation is to be developed. And when the understanding surfaces, this code that I have mentioned here become meaningful. That's why it's called unique code. It's very unique. When you understand this, you understand Dhamma. You understand the meditation. You understand how this thing can manifest. That's why in the early day, I used to share this with Kayamitas. I remember starting with Yun Chan. Yun Chan always asked me, "But Devotee, what is this Yoni Sopanasikara?" Then there was one occasion, Sri An also asked me. Then I explained to them, Yoni Sop means wisdom or understanding, Dhamma understanding at the moment of sense experience means Manasikara. Manasikara is that that contact, the attention that you actually pay attention to. When you are arising your mundane consciousness, you can be at the moment of seeing, at the moment of hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process. These six senses, they are very active, and they keep on arising and passing away so fast. Without sati, without yoniso manasikara, you cannot cope with life. You cannot handle life. Because they will continue to stir and create havoc in you. Yeah. That's why every moment of sense experience, you think a lot. Then you react. You create your own so-called fear, worry, anxiety, excitement. So all these mental states keep on stirring you and creating a lot of what we call mental activity. And most of them are psychological, emotional. They don't lead to peace because you lack wisdom. That's why it entangles the living being. That's why you realize living being think a lot, worry a lot, plan a lot. Become emotional very fast, then they entangle themselves to the extent that it triggers fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, leading to depression, depressive mind state. Then when you cannot understand, you develop a lot of fear, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety. Then you project your thought to haunt you. So this is what suffering is, mental suffering, apart from the eight reality within the first noble truth. That reality itself is enough suffering. That one, not only mental suffering, that one got physical, bodily suffering. You have to confront old age, sickness and death, injury. And all of the, what they call, manifestation of disease, sickness. As you go through life, means as you grow old, get sick, and finally die. So the lack of understanding triggers tremendous fear, phobia, worry, anxiety. Because you don't know what death is, who died, what happened after death, will you be condemned to eternal hell or whatever. You only have a lot of knowledge, belief system, and you keep on trying to struggle within existence, within samsara. You lack wisdom, yoniso manasikara. That's why Dhamma is very beautiful when you can understand them, when you can awaken to them. So this teaching, the Buddhist teaching, the Buddha Dhamma, is indeed a very unique and special teaching. It is not a way of life like most people thought. Yeah. It is the whole understanding of life. Yeah. Both the mundane and the supramundane. So when you can understand life, you will understand the secret of life. Because without understanding the secret of life, you cannot understand life. So all these are related to the Dhamma understanding. That's why we have the four circle formation, how we evolve, how we manifest, how the creation process starts from the source, from the true nature, the Buddha nature, how it manifests and come out. So all these are the uniqueness of the teachings of the Buddha. Yeah. Okay, I will move on to the next unique quote. Unique quote 114. The five mental hindrances impede or hinders us from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner awareness. Whereas the spiritual faculty, the five spiritual faculty of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya can let us understand spiritual teaching and support us in our cultivation. So understanding this is also very important. So now I will wrap on this one. Yoniso manasikara. Okay, as a revision, the first five mental faculty. What are the five spiritual or mental faculty? What are them? What are they? No, that one is mental hindrance. Spiritual faculty first. Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. We always chant in our chanting book. We also invoke the power of merits for, we make the aspiration for the causes and conditions to stabilize our five spiritual faculty so that it can become powers or balas. So, five spiritual faculties. These are mind states that can allow us understand spiritual teaching. So Saddha is faith in the Buddha and his teaching. Then two is Virya. Virya is spiritual zeal or tenacity to go this way. Then Sati is mindfulness. Then Samadhi is collectedness of mind, or the unwavering mind. Then five is panya, or wisdom. So as the word here denote, spiritual faculties, these are mind states that can allow you to understand spiritual teaching. So these are beautiful mind states. Whereas the other five, the opposite five, they are called mental hindrance. So these are hindrance that will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. This one make you heedless. So first one is sensual desire. And this is associated with the evil roots of greed. Then you will. Okay, good. So the third one is what Kok Lun mentioned, sloth and torpor. Sloth and torpor means sleepiness, lethargic mind. So number five is restlessness of mind. Your mind become restless. This is normally associated with fear, worry, anxiety. Otherwise, you won't be like that. Then number five is doubt. When you don't have the understanding, then you tend to carry with you the doubt. So these are the five mental states. When you have them, it make you worry. It make you think a lot. It make you miserable. Because this is the mental hindrance that hinders your mind from entering the inner peace, the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. When these are around, they are mental hindrance. Means you cannot develop the meditative mind. You cannot develop the ability to return to your awareness nature. Well, this one is a hindrance. It will hinder you. Why? When you have sensual desire, means what? You crave for the senses, and that's our sixth sense. When you like them, you desire their experience. What happens is you preoccupied with this, and that's all. When you are preoccupied with the sensual desire, the emotion, when you crave for things, how can you be aware? True or not? You can never be aware. Then likewise, when you are angry, emotional, full of jealousy, hatred, negativity of mind state, you will be very strongly influenced by those mind states, especially anger, hatred, jealousy, ill will. Once you are here, you are preoccupied with this emotion, how can you be aware? You can't. That's why this will hinder you from entering the meditative state. You can never be in the state of relaxed inner awareness, to be at peace, to have clarity of mind. You can't. That's why these two are mental hindrance. And living being, or human being especially, they create a lot of this. Every moment of sense experience, without yoni soma nasakara, the Dhamma wisdom, you will stir your mind. This is what we call like and dislike. Pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. Yeah. So these are related to the two evil root of greed and hatred. Then what are the mind state that prevent you from becoming aware? So that you can be in a meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. When you have sloth and torpor, when you are sleepy, lethargic mind, when you don't see the importance of training your mind to be mindful, to be peaceful, to be aware, to be in a meditative state, to develop the wisdom. That's why a lot of people, when they want to do something that they don't like study, unless you have the interest, especially you attend a class or subject that you are not interested in or you can never understand, like physics, chemistry. So most people will feel sleepy in the class. So Dhamma is the same. When you don't see the importance and when you cannot pay attention, you become sleepy. Lack of attention. Then how can you learn? When you have this mind state, you are definitely not able to develop the meditative mind. That's why after that, the Buddha said the next one that hinders you is when you have fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. Your mind become like lack of peace. When you have fear, what happened? You worry a lot, you panic. So this one make your mind restless. You are in the state of restlessness. You don't know what will happen. The fear keep on attacking you until you have panic attack. They call phobia. So all this is what mental hindrance is all about. So when you have the Dhamma, all this will cease. Then the last one is, when you don't understand what is going on in life, you tend to have doubt. Why like that? Why am I so like full of this bad luck? Or in Mandarin they call so tao mei. Means you are like full of bad karma haunting you. Like nothing go right, everything go wrong. Then you start to doubt, what have I done wrong? How can I come out of all this? So that doubt, that fear, the worry will intensify. That's why these are mental hindrance. Whereas to counter this fight, you don't have to fight them, understand? You don't have to like confront them. Or force the mind not to have sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and doubt. You don't go and suppress all these emotions, understand? What the Buddha say is, these are mental hindrance. They arise because you lack this opposite vibe. That's why your understanding is to train yourself to have this vibe, then this vibe automatically cease. Take for example, when you have Saddha, what happened? When you have faith in the Buddha and his teaching, your doubt is gone, isn't it? True or not? When there is faith, there is no more doubt. So this one will counter this one. Then when there is faith, you will not be restless also. So this one also will counter this one. Then after you have the faith in the Buddha and his teaching, knowing who the Buddha is, how unique a being he is. He's not only enlightened, he's fully enlightened, perfect in wisdom and virtue. You can say he is the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to arise. And because of that, you will have faith in him. A lot of gratitude and what we call respect for him. That's why to have him as our teacher, our faith in him is very, very strong. So this faith can bring about a lot of spiritual faculty that can enable you to understand spiritual teaching. That's why Saddha must be there. Then when you have Saddha, it not only helps you to overcome doubt, restlessness, it can also give rise to a type of special spiritual faculty that we call virya. Means it will drive you to cultivate. Why? Because after knowing who the Buddha is, how unique a being he is, then you will go all out to learn his teaching. Because his teaching not only can free your mind from all suffering, he can also bring about the understanding of life, the awakening, the realization, the enlightenment, so that you can understand life and live life to the fullest, and to turn life around, to develop the understanding of how wonderful and beautiful life can be. So all this is what Saddha is all about. Then it will trigger virya. Virya is a special zeal or tenacity to go all out to cultivate it. Where you see the uniqueness of his teaching, the beauty of his teaching, the importance of his teaching. Then when you have this virya, what happens? You will not be sleepy. So this one will help you to overcome sloth and torpor, sleepiness. So when virya is there, it will drive you to cultivate. You won't be sleepy anymore. Then when you develop sati, what happens? When sati is developed, this one is awareness before the knowing, no thought. So when there is sati without thought, how can there be mental hindrance and ill will? So these two will be gone. In fact, this one is very powerful. This one, sati, not only it will help you to overcome, yeah, this one, no thought. It will not only help you to overcome these two, sensual desire, you will. It will also help you to overcome this, what we call restlessness. Your mind will become peaceful. It will not become fearful or restless. Then when you develop samadhi, it's the same. Once there is samadhi, it will also prevent you from having this restlessness, this sensual desire and ill will. So this one, just connect it to here. Then once you develop wisdom, it will clear your doubt. That's why you don't have to fight them. You don't have to suppress the mental hindrance. You only need to develop the spiritual faculties. And then they will overcome the mental hindrance. So when you have this five, that's why in our puja chanting, we make aspiration for causes and conditions for us to stabilize this spiritual faculty until they become balas, or what we call unshakable spiritual faculty. So this spiritual faculty, when you perfect it and stabilize it until it's unshakable, it becomes a power, spiritual power, to develop the meditative understanding and training to progress along the path of Dhamma. So five spiritual faculty, how do we develop it? This one is another topic that is very important. Sada, I already explained, you have to find out who is the Buddha, why is he so unique and so special, and then the sada will develop, then the uniqueness of his teaching. Like I said, his one is not a religion alone. It's not just teaching you a way of life or a religion. He is coming out with the teaching that he has realized that enable you to understand life completely, both mundane and spiritual, so that you can transcend life. That's why it can lead to ultimate realization, which is our next book, to transcend life. So once sadha is developed, then you will go all out, virya will be there. Then how do we develop sati? We have gone through the awareness-based meditation. You must not have thought. You must develop the understanding of what awareness-based meditation is and the four support that I have given you. Once the sati stabilizes, then it will accumulate into samadhi. Samadhi is when sati stabilizes, become collected and unwavering. Then it develops into samadhi. Then with sati and samadhi, you can see things as they are. You can silently observe to develop the wisdom in yoniso manasikara, I will say. Then you can awaken or insight into the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta, to awaken, to realize the enlightenment and the truth. And this is how wisdom come to be. So this five spiritual faculty, if you develop it, stabilize it, then you can meditate very easily. In fact, this one is an outcome of the four support. Of course, the first two, you have to reflect, contemplate. Then once you develop it already, you do awareness meditation, awareness-based meditation. Then this sati develop, stabilize. Then it trigger off samadhi. So sati and samadhi allow you to see things as they are, to develop this wisdom. That's why from awareness-based meditation, wisdom arise. Yodiso manaskara arise. Then all this mental hindrance, they just cease to be. When you know how to relax, maintain awareness without thought, how can the mental hindrance be there? Then when you can see things as they are, awaken to the universal characteristic, the phenomenal world of consciousness has got no power over you, cannot delude you anymore, cannot deceive you anymore, cannot cause havoc to you anymore. That's why I said the whole of the phenomenal world of consciousness collapse in front of you. They have no power over you. Okay? So with that, I think we end. Huh? So tonight we have song, brother song here, to help us do the second session. So we'll pass the mic to song. Okay, that's Adam.
Brother Dio, Mr. Steele, all Karamita, Watsang Hao. Brother Dio, I'll share 一点, continue to share 一些, 那个 experience 跟 understanding 在那个舞台上的
Sadhu 很好
就从第一天在那个 华严寺 一唱完了心经 silent 了以后 and then 过后 在东台的时候 他又更deep的进了以后 then 就这几天 我就一直在 silent 里面 then 直到过后 在南台的时候 我的 heart 这里这样 vibrating 打开了以后 then 就知道可以开始讲话
我还是
still maintain silent
对对
then 就在第二天 我们上那个 拜罗顶的时候 当我一到达了那个山顶的时候 我就在等 后面的人
上来
Then after that, 我们就进那个 temple. The moment 我一进了那个 temple 的时候, 我的这个 heart 这边, 它很像一个很 subtle 的一直在边 vibrating, 很 subtle, 很像一片纱布这样, 一直在那边这样, 很轻的一直在边, Then 就在 visit 整个 temple 的时候, 它都一直这样子, 整个过程. Then after 我一出来了那个 temple, 我忽然就明白, 诶, 这不是沙地咯对他就是那我整个过程我什么都没有做我只是 relax aware 跟 silent
对他就在这沙地他在这个heart这里就一直他自然的就这样子的一直在 develop the activity and movement
对然后我就明白哦原来 Brother 每次所讲的这个 silent
yeah,
aware 跟 relax
它是
你不用去做的，它是自然的。对，对。
That's why I say, don't try to know, don't try to do. It's a natural state. But we need to communicate with cultivator of the way. So we need to use word like silent. Silent means no need to explain anything. But to understand that word silent, the true essence of it, you must be in that state. Not only without thought, no, it's not a concept, no. Means completely without the mundane mind chattering, verbalizing, all this is, no. That's why it's complete silence, without thought activity. And the nature can be like that. That's why that is what our true mind is, our true nature is. And it's not a being. That's why we cannot come out and use it to live life. So because it's not a being, that's why I say, we call it our nature. Nature means it's not a being. Like your karmic nature is not you, understand? That whole of the summation of karma is that nature. Your spiritual nature is also same. The whole of the summation of your spiritual cultivation will become that nature, that spiritual nature. So our awareness nature also same. It's not a being, it's a nature. But this awareness based nature within is more unique. This one, you can access it because we have the formal mind and the formal mind got a gateway for us to access it. And this one is not like the karmic nature and spiritual nature that accumulate everything. This one don't accumulate. This one is a nature where you can access it and from there develop all the wisdom and understanding. That's why it's unique. that one, word cannot touch on. Like you come to understand, there is no word on. It's that state inside there. That's why relax, silent, completely silent, without thought. Means aware. Aware is before the knowing. Where got thought? That's why relax, aware means silent, completely silent, without thought. Yeah. So all these are the understanding that you will realize and it will manifest for you to understand. That's why I told you in the early day after what happened to you in Wat Ma Chan, after you connect to the the Pali chanting, what is that name again?
Hatsutra,
yeah, but the Pali one. After that, I told you, technically, you don't need a teacher already. You will understand the cultivation yourself, but it will take you long, much longer time. Yeah. But you can develop the understanding to someone who has gone through, you will cut short your journey and let you develop the understanding faster. And also the great being's affinity, where their nature are ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. That's why all our spiritual trip, all of our teaching, the sharing, the training and the retreat or whatever, our Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday classes and our Kayamita gathering and sharing, all this is to develop affinity, the triple gem with all the great beings, so that their nature is ever radiating to help cultivate all the way. Even my nature is the same. So you all will go through this, what they call cultivation stages and process. Then the activity that happened, you will come to know. That's why all this, not only you, Renaissance, a lot of the other Kayamita, they come back, even Alicia, they all, and just now, Pamasuri and Sui was discussing, Brati was over there, they come back so tired, then you rest very well on the sadhana. That is to stabilize the energy and vibration and all this understanding that has gone in without you knowing it. But how much can you receive depend on your past karmic and cultivation. So whatever it is, you all receive a lot, yeah, through the Kayamita fun and all the wholesomeness that we did, your faith, your saddha, your spiritual faculty, all this contribute. That's why this will manifest. Then as you return back to our home in Malaysia, then you will know how to relax. Then you realize you sleep very well, especially the first 2 or 3 nights. Then you like very tired. You just want to rest, sleep and relax. Unless you have developed the stability, the understanding, then like myself, I don't really need to rest. I only rest when I'm very tired, when the physical body is very tired. But this thing is moving non-stop. That's why I say unending. That nature's internal movement and transformation is unending. It continuously moves. That nature is like amazingly unique and wonderful. And it continues to transform. You cannot like say that it will come to an end. There is no such thing. Like you all say in Mandarin, 学到老, what is the next word? 活到老,学到老, it's like that one. Like Krishnamurti came to understand, wisdom is unending. Of course there is a word as prajna paramita, understand, perfection of wisdom. But that meaning is different. Well, finally, this can be perfected because it is a perfection that can be perfected. But not for one person in one life, understand? No? You cannot finish this type of thing. it is over the entire cultivation to realize Samma Sambuddha with Anuttara Samyak Sambhogi. So within one existence, that thing is unending one, the transformation. Even as Sakyamuni's his last birth become the Samma Sambuddha, he may have the 10 perfection, everything that the Trikaya means the Nimana Kaya together with the Sambhogaya Kaya, and he may do the Dhamma Kaya. Even in that state, his internal, that nature that he manifests, is still moving as he performs his duty as a Samma Sambuddha. You understand? And that one is still a living one, is still moving. Although he inherited the whole perfection, that's why when he was a Samma Sambuddha, he can understand many things and he can teach many things. And he got this unique omniscient ability. So all these are related to the cultivation. That's why now you start to understand how at the Tai Lo thing, how it happened. Then as you go through the cultivation, all this will unfold and manifest, and you will understand. That's why after 1989, I went through a lot. Until now, it's already 35 years, unending. And it's still moving, still going on. That's why there are a lot of understanding that can be shared when Kayamita progress. So like now, when you share, I can explain this further, deeper. Very good, you continue yourself.
That stage is very
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It has no language to
describe.
It is completely in silence. Yeah, yeah. Then, when we
went
to the top, because it's very steep, then I just fully aware, silent, 我慢慢的走，就有一段路的时候，哇，不是就你的那些 awareness 的
DJ 全部现出来，
对，它就整个这样子现出来，我就整个，哎，你就看到它就像，
The whole thing like show it to you, then 你就 like everything like mesh on or click on or, 好像伯敬啊，他 after he went through the thing Then when he described how I describe already, when you must have that stability and understanding to describe, to put it into words. Then the thing tells us, wow, mesh on, everything mesh on. So you will also go through that phase. Then you see yourself, and then you can recall, because this is what you already heard and you already try to assimilate through your contemplative wisdom, reflection, inquiry. Actually, the understanding is there, but you never saw it manifesting, so that the understanding can be like stabilized. Then it becomes very different. That's why when it becomes stabilized, it's like the Buddha described under Magga and Pala. Magga is you are on the path. Pala is the friction of it. The friction of it is the stability of it. Means after that, you can understand it very well already. Then later on, when you have the condition to share, you can put them in words already. You don't have to remember anything. The understanding will come out by itself. And you will know how to explain it in your own words. Whether people understand or not, not important. You are only cultivator of the way who can understand or understand. Because thing is just the way it is meant to be, will be. Then all this will unfold. Very good, Sadhu.
然后过后回到了 Malaysia 以后，第二天早上我去吃早餐的时候，如果我在吃那个breakfast 的时候，那个 understanding 是很像在一直 unfold，
等一下 keep on unfolding and keep on letting you understand
因为其实我在舞台上虽然我在 silent 的时候， 但是我还是会有 thought 出来，我的 mind mind 还会 manifest， 但是我是静静只是看
着看
但是就在那一天早上的时候，它 unfold 的时候，我讲，它让你看到说，你的那个 thought arise， 你 understand 就是，那个 understand 就是哦，那个 thought arise， 那个 mind mind arise， 那个 thought， then 你 understand 哦，那个 thought 里面的那个 contents，
对，
你也看到就是。就反正你的那个提醒下，
我知道对对对，
你就一面吃早餐一面understand， 你是你那就全部这样子的。
So you remember last I share with you, you will come to understand life itself is your greatest teacher. Truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? Because everything within life, within existence, is actually Dhamma. Understand?That's why Dhamma is everywhere. Then it keeps unfolding. Everything you come to perceive, you come to contemplate, when you come to like, develop the awareness of it, Dhamma is everywhere. Or no? Then later on, you will see the universal characteristic, the anicca, dukkha, anatta, in the midst of life and existence. Or no? All phenomena exhibit that thing. Or no? That's why this understanding will unfold. Then it becomes something like,Hey, how come like that one? Last time you never see. But for those who see, they always see. That later part that I described one is, you have to wait till your mundane mind collapse. Once your mundane mind collapse, the different phase will arise again. The understanding will be different again. What you go through is very beautiful already. And this one is because your awareness nature,inside already transforming, moving, and evolving the ability to understand all this. That's why Dhamma is everywhere, truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. That's why you will come to the understanding, right? Then you will just smile. That is the uniqueness of the Buddha's teaching. And you will have no more doubt on it.The teaching is like that one. Then the faith in the triple gem, in the supreme vehicle way, completely different. Then the understanding keep on unfolding. Then you keep on transforming. Then a lot of things will continue to manifest. Very good. 还有什么？你 continue.
过后我在山上有一天 dinner 的时候，then 那个 heart 它就 manifest 来，那时我们在等座吃那个 dinner， 然后你突然间看到那个 heart 它就 start 在那边跳跳跳，然后它就 maintain 了一个一段时间了以后，它就停掉，你很清楚的可以看到，
对。
Then after 吃就吃饭，吃完了以后就坐，我们就坐在那边冷的时候，对，他又在 appear 他你可以看到他开始的时候就跳，
对，
一直跳，对，他停掉就两次他 manifest 这样子。过后我回到那讲，那个不是让我们 understand 他怎样的升起sustain 跟灭去然后我突然间会明白，但其实还有很多在山上的时候，我在 those were silent， 它很 manifest 很多那个 mind mind 那个 thought 那些东西。这一次我觉得很 amazing 的就是，它 manifest 的时候，我不像以前这样，我的 thought 会出来会 gable 这一次我就是静静的让它去 manifest， 静静的这样子看住它。但是当我回到来那天吃早餐的时候，那些 understanding 一直在 unfold 的时候，我就明白了。这一些它的 manifestation， 那时候在 manifest 我不知道，我让它去出来。但是那天吃早餐的时候，很像 brother 你的 teaching 那里讲 ，just be with it， 让
它呀呀，沙丘 ，very good 啊，
全部我就可以
just let the nature be with it and let it unfold， then you understand， then suddenly you will realize。Why the enlightened being will tell you, 起心动念. So once you arise, the mundane mind is most people cannot control one. But for those that have developed the inner awareness, you can see one. This one will manifest for you to see, like just now you saw, arrive, then cease. Then after that, the whole thing ceases for him to see. That is to see the second part of the wisdom of the true mind. That's why Po Yan Zhang Lao, he used this Qi Xing Dong Nian. It means this is the mundane mind, the creation, the creative process. Then Wu Nian, that second part you will realize. But suddenly you say completely quiet, no thought. That is your true mind. Wu Nian, then Qi Xing Dong Nian. All the creation come from the mundane manifestation of the five aggregate. That's why without that five aggregate, when you realize cessation, which is the nibbanic realization, everything ceases, even the pure awareness also no more. The true mind all ceases. That's why that one you cannot describe, you cannot talk about it. It's beyond thought, beyond mind, completely without manifestation. But because we come as a segmented life with the form and mind, karmically conditioned out. So when you cultivate using that form and mind, you can actually connect to the gateway and realize the awareness nature. Then all this manifestation, transformation, and understanding will unfold for you to develop the wisdom and the understanding. And this one all will accumulate into your spiritual nature. Yeah. Means in the future, when you come again, when you connect, all this understanding will come back to you. That's why this life, this segmented life, I realized the moment I connect after 1989, like I went through all this understanding very fast, or no? Like I breeze through. I use the word, you remember? Like I breeze through. You know what is breeze or not? B-R-E-E-Z-E. Like a breeze, you just like fly through, scream through. No need to go into detail. All the understanding just unfold for you to see. Then you go back to the level you are in the past, very fast, very fast. Then after that, you continue to evolve, you continue to move, the transformation. That is the beauty of the awareness. That's why I say the awareness nature, very powerful. Not in the sense that it has power, no. In the sense that it's a very amazing one, very unique one. That thing, once you touch it, once your awareness nature is with it, a lot of things will manifest. That's why it's way beyond the thought process. And that is the missing link that the scientists cannot understand. Only cultivator of the way, who can gain access to that nature, can understand. And like I explained, that nature is different from the karmic nature and the spiritual nature. With the karmic nature and the spiritual nature, you cannot access it, understand? But it's always there. That's why the karmic nature, the moment you are born, of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned, supported by your karma, you are what you are because of your karma. That is karmic nature. But spiritual nature, you cannot inherit anything. Even Hui Ning, when he comes, he cannot inherit anything. Until he connect, until he heard that stanza from the Diamond Sutta, all those things, then until he met the fifth Vaitreya, who explained to him. And then from there onward, he will start to inherit. For me, is after I realize the Dhamma, then I start to connect. But initially, I cannot move that fast. I need to wait till my last guide show me where the gateway is. The moment I knew where the gateway is, I actually don't need him really. Then the rest all I cultivate myself. Then I realize within 9 months, my mundane mind collapsed. Then after that, like the whole nature opened up. Then like the awareness nature It's throughout the day with me, you know, 24 hours. I don't need to do anything. It's like the cloud all dispersed already. Then that nature just shine for all. Then I was so amazed for over 1 week. How come like that? In the past, what I saw, everything is still the same, no? Except now the mandapa no more. I saw everything so clearly, Like I explained, truth is everywhere, Dhamma is everywhere, the universal characteristic is everywhere. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. For the whole week, everything is like so pristine, so clear. And it just manifests like that. Then like, God like that one. I remember I still asked my wife, I said, God like that one. Everything is the same. Why last night cannot see? Suddenly after that, Monday my collapse, like the cloud all dispersed. Then everything that is obscuring the sun's ray, no more. Then what happened is, like the sun's ray, that nature's awareness nature just shine for. And my whole nature is like that. Then what is there to cultivate? What is there to practice? But the whole awareness nature shine for. And I was with that awareness. And for the last 30 years, it's already like that. Still moving, still transforming. All the, what they call unfolding, still happening. And this is to let me understand and teach. Otherwise, I cannot teach. And when I inherit from my spiritual nature, that thing keep on showing my nature all the understanding. That's why I told you all, you all remember, a lot of the thing that I share with you all, that I understand this life, I never learned this life. Understand? I never learned this life. Then how can I know? I inherited them. That's why the Bodhisattva way, everything. How to cultivate affinity, the great beings and all things. And how to make use of the three things. To break coming obstruction and to progress and to hope. This one, this life I never learned. No teacher taught me. Nobody. But that thing just come to me. Then I just know how to share and do all this. That's why after that, the sharing become very different. But I have to wait for 15 years. 89 until 2004, I did nothing. I just stay at home. Off and on, one or two very rare one appear and meet up with me. But they cannot understand. No way. Then after 2004, when I was really, I think, really ready. That's why Insight told me, I rejected Yun Chan 3 times. Then after that, the time I felt something inside, the voice came out. It's about time you come out. Then I said, how can I come out? These people cannot understand. The danger is the coming that they will entangle. Well, what I speak is so different. Then inside there, I say, you can set the condition. Then I say, okay, set the condition. That's why I contemplated, reflect, I came out with the 3 conditions. No right, no wrong. Dhamma sharing. Not a one-way traffic. No authority, nothing. Then we have like Dhamma sharing, Dhamma discussion, no right, no wrong. And make full use of whatever that you can understand and help you to progress. Like that, okay. No argument, no unnecessary coming manifestation. That's why until now, almost 20 years already, nobody give me problem. Nobody come and challenge me or do anything. That's why it turned out to be beautiful, meant to be. So 15 years plus that 20 years, 35 years. This gathering of Kayamita since 89, exactly 35 years. That's why at 89, I was 35 years old. So 35 years later, 70 years old, which is, I sense that this 31st October is meant to be on something very unique. And that's why in the book I mentioned a bit, it's like my 70th birthday, the 20 years sharing, then I finish almost what I need to deliver to Maitreya Buddha, yeah, our good friend, the Laughing Buddha. So all this just fall into place like that. Then since the last few years, after the website come out, 2016-2017, the Supreme Vehicle Teaching keep on coming out. Oh, the Bodhisattva way one. And now I'm moving faster and faster, especially after this spiritual trip. Then this retreat, watch out for this retreat. A lot of you all will become very different. Okay, have to summarize it. So then later when you share, well, I heard the alarm.
This cultivation is very beautiful.
对，很奥妙，很神奇。
它只是 require 你有这个刚才不是
对啊
，five spiritual faculties，
萨达维利亚，
对，
是吧？
一定要有很 strong 的这个
faith，
对这个啊，布达达玛。
对，
当我们对这个布达达玛有很 strong 的 faith 的时候，它里面就很像会慢慢的一直在 moving。
对。好像有一个推动力在后面了，It will move you on, especially Sada, I remember that faith. It will move mountain on it. A lot of things can happen when you have Sada.
再加上如果我们又一直一直跟着 Bardil 你的这个 sharing, 一直在 repeating 的去听，去 stabilize 那个 understanding。
对。
这个 understanding 更会，它会更快的去帮助我们啊的这个 cultivation，
对，
更快的去 progress， 那么我其实当我们有 faith 跟有这个 understanding， 还有 mindfulness 的时候，它这条道路它很像很自动的，
对，
可以自己
very natural 啊 ，that's why they call it the 无为啊。Echoed and flow, it will move by itself. Means no need to do anything. Like I said, this light I come, I just echoed and flow. Technically, I didn't do anything. Everything is already pre-arranged with the understanding that manifests all these causes and conditions. And my nature has that understanding just to echoed and flow. Then everything fall into place. Yeah? Meant to be will be. Very good. Sato. Continue.
最后要谢谢 Bardil 你的 nature， 还有所有佛菩萨
yeah, 佛菩萨
的 blessings、guidance 跟 protection，尤其是在这次的五台山上面，
yeah,
让我们真的是很 benefit 很多。
Actually， 我们的 Affinity 文殊菩萨啊，这个 trip 啊 very powerful， exceptionally powerful. In fact, from the sign, the manifestation, you know. You all better go into the link that Sui sent. Actually, at the Pei Tai, he showed me the video. A lot of things happened out there also. The weather thing, although it's very cold and like blow you around, but a lot of things, he managed to capture some of it. Very beautiful. That's why a lot of it is like meant to be. Then Zhong Tai also. In fact, that Zhong Tai, Nan Tai and the Pei Tai, all the manifestations are all different. The Zhong Tai one is the weather, very 神奇 one. The sign from the photo that the monk took and he sense it and he shows around the relic everything. Then when you go to Nan Tai, you realize the cloud formation very strange, and the weather very strange. Then at Pei Tai, wow, windy and all that. 南台和中台没有 wind 的、哦、That's why all these are the signs. It shows to you one, and it is not that one. But sea tide really nothing much. That's why I say very fast we finish. There are a lot of things like meant to be save time for other things. That's why luckily because of that, our afternoon session later on, we managed to cover all the other activities except the Tai Lo thing, the last itinerary. Then we reached Tai Yuan early. Oh, we have a good rest and the hotel was beautiful. Then everything fall into place. The whole trip was so beautiful. Okay, summarize. Okay. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us share merits. First with the devas. Akasatta cya bhumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anuwoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana itawata camehi sampadang punya sampadang sabbe deva anuwodantu sabasampati siddhiya idang menyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo devo asatukalena sasa sampati heto cha vito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko imena punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and Wen Su Pusa, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Sadhu.